Hey guys, this is Rain for Res Life. Everything that has ever been invented has always had a larger purpose behind it. Take military inventions, for example. Some, like camouflage, are incredible, while others are an epic fail. One of the biggest military invention fails was the Russian Tsar tank. Designed and built by the Russians in the early part of the 20th century, its 27-foot-high front wheels were designed to overcome any obstacles. But the tricycle design of the mammoth tank included a dinky 5-foot wheel in the back, which carried far too much of the weight. Consequently, it became stuck easily on small obstacles like soft ground or little ditches. It is clear that this tank was never able to fulfill its intended purpose. Now consider the human body. You may never have thought of the human body as an invention, but in reality, it was the greatest of God's creations. This is no exaggeration. Listen to these awesome facts about the human heart. The human heart beats 100,000 times per day and 35 million times per year. In a 70-year lifetime, it will beat 2.5 billion times. It pumps 5 quarts of blood per minute, 2,000 gallons per day, and 1 million barrels in a lifetime. It does all this, and it only weighs 8 to 10 ounces. That's just the heart. The human body is truly an amazing invention. But merely understanding how the body works through medical science does not explain why God invented it in the first place. For what purpose did God create humankind and all the complexity of the human body? Why are we here? What is our purpose? The answer to these questions are found in the central person of the entire Bible. He is the anticipated one of the Old Testament. He is talked about, admired, and loved in the New Testament. He is the main character of the Gospels, and he is the reigning king of Revelation. His name is Jesus Christ. In Christ, we discover what humankind was supposed to be and do from the beginning. Where Adam failed, Christ succeeded in every way. Consequently, Christ shows us through his life our original purpose. Listen to what Matthew 5:14-16 tells us. Quote, "You are like a light for the whole world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a bowl. Instead, it is put on the lampstand, where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before people, so that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven." End quote. What is your purpose in living? I challenge you to investigate Christ's real purpose. Do not let your life resemble the Russian Tsar tank.